Masks are mandatory, clothes are not. More people have been going nude since COVID-19 forced people around the world to stay at home. Nude yoga, nude gardening, and just working from home in the buff have taken off, with even the British Naturism Association saying nudism is on the rise. South Africa is no exception. During level 1 and 2, 70 nudists were locked down at Sun Eden Nudist Resort in Pretoria. Speaking to marketing manager at Sun Eden, Ethel Lang had the following to say.
We would like to welcome you to Sun Eden and the way of life that we fondly call naturism, called nudism in many parts of the world. We feel that when we are clothes free, that there is no stress, that we can truly relax and be ourselves. We don't have body issues. We don't have any problems worrying about the stresses of the big city. Yeah, on the farm we have 4 different types of buck. We do game drives naked, and we promote naturism on a daily basis. We have about 350 to 400 first timers per year that come to St. Eden. And in South Africa, I can quite honestly say that naturism is taking off and becoming more and more popular in all 9 of the provinces. Unfortunately, public beaches are still illegal in South Africa because we need to change the act, which states that nudity in public is illegal. But that is not easy to do. Having said that, naturist resorts like Sun Eden are private property and therefore legal to be nude. And yes, more and more people are coming out every week and every month. And last month, September, we had a record month. And we look forward to more and more what we call first-timers coming to visit us.
50-year-old naturist Nico described how it was to be in lockdown at Sun Eden Naturism Resort.
I'm a naturist because it feels so natural for me. As soon as I get home from work, the clothes come off. During the lockdown, I was at Sun Eden and we decided to get stuck in and do maintenance and restoration of our resort. Plastering, painting, cleaning, welding, and even repairing our swimming pool, and decided to upgrade it to a beautiful pool it is today. We would minimize travel into town by sending 2 people to buy what is needed for all. So we would all hand in our shopping list and then they would do the shopping for us and sanitize from head to toe when they get back from town. And due to our strict COVID-19 precautions, not one of us were infected. I believe I was at the best place on earth to be in lockdown.
Mandy, who is 63, spoke to how much she enjoyed being nude at Sun Eden during the lockdown, as opposed to only on weekends and holidays.
I was born naked. I love the feeling of the sun on my skin, swim without a costume on, and do gardening naked. During lockdown, we did stick to the rules and social distancing and wearing a mask. The only difference was we did it with no clothes on.
Speaking to the stigmas associated with naturism, Johannesburg game ranger, who has been a nudist since he was 18, had the following to say.
Being a young naturist, it's just the same, I guess, as being an adult naturist. It's just enjoyable, especially when you're at the resorts. Everyone's there to enjoy being naked and just being free. And so everyone's very friendly and very nice and accommodating, so it's quite easy to be a young naturist, especially at those sort of places. In terms of the public perception, I'd say probably there still is stigmatism attached to naturism, but definitely not within the naturist community. If anything, they're most of the naturists being older people, they're actually quite excited and embrace you even more into their community. So in that sense, on one side, yes, public perception, I guess, but it's still the same. I would say it's the same between young or old. It's the same kind of perception that people have.
Christo Botma, the chairman of South African National Naturist Association, SANA, offered the following perspective.
The past year, 2020, was actually very bad for all the naturist resorts being in lockdown, and nobody could actually go and enjoy themselves in public where there's with naturism. But I think a lot of people that need to stay at home and work from home actually started looking at the idea, walking around naked at home, trying it out. And I think we can see it with the numbers now after lockdown that people can really participate again. Are they willing to go and participate in public and social nudity and social nudism? So I feel confident in terms of the growing numbers. Sana is doing very well, and I think as a whole, I think South African naturism is on the right track.
For Multimedia Live, I'm Amina Dekka Asma. Story compiled by Nivashni Nair.